The number of homes sold in Greater Victoria increased by more than 15% in November compared to the same month a year ago. Last month's 577 sales marked a 15.9% increase compared to November 2018. Sales of single-family homes increased 15.4% during that time, with 308 sold, and condominium sales were up 5.9% with 161 units sold. We continue to see low inventory and strong demand for low to mid-priced properties in our area, which is pushing pricing up on condos and single-family homes that fall within that segment, said Greater Victoria Real Estate Board President Cheryl Woolley. It is a challenging time for those shopping for properties in that price range, as they can often find themselves in a competing offer situation. There were 2,397 active listings available at the end of November, a decrease of 9.3% compared to October, but a 2.3% increase from the 2,343 active listings for sale at the end of November last year. The board said single-family home prices slipped slightly last month and there were fewer total sales compared with October. The 577 sales last month was a drop of 6.8% compared to October, while the benchmark price of a single-family home in the region slipped 0.7% to $751,000. At the same time, condo prices increased by 1.2% to $506,300 in the region, and townhome prices rose 0.2% to $588,600. The market this year is behaving as we had expected, in the wake of tighter mortgage requirements and after the rapid pace of price increases we saw 2 years ago, said Woolley.